Education Center. At that point, we have federal judges that serve at the Northwest Detention Center. So
that's in Tacoma.
That's in Tacoma, Washington. And that's actually where those individuals have their opportunity to make their case before EOIR, which is a branch of the Department of Justice, for those administrative hearings. So I hope that clarifies a little bit.
Well, that helps a little bit.
Okay.
So those administrative hearings would not take place at
they
this
would,
proposed
absolutely
facility.
Not. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because we're just transiting through here. And all the real detention work, or where they're detained, happens at the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma.
Thank you, Mr. Reynold. We'll now, still on operations, you wanted to hear from General Services?
If somebody could address the 300-foot question.
Can you ask your question?
Excuse me, I think Commissioner Fish had a comment or question regarding security, and
I'll withdraw it. The information you both gave was extremely helpful to me. Thank you.
Okay. If one of you could vacate your chair for a minute.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Scott Mattson. I am the branch chief for the Real Estate Acquisition Division for the Northwest Arctic Region of General Services Administration.
So the question I had was, the appealant has raised the issue first, is it accurate that you have a regulation requiring 300 feet between facilities such as proposed and schools? And second, if so, why doesn't it apply to this?
We don't have a regulation. We had a requirement in this procurement. I don't know where it originally started. I believe it started as a good neighbor type policy. When we were originally started to try and find a co-location for both these facilities a number of years ago in the area, the setback requirement from churches, daycare centers, schools, et cetera, was 1,500 feet. And I think it was probably a historical thing for just having communities be upset around the country when they put a facility in too close. So we worked a lot with ICE. We've worked a lot with the congressional delegations, the city council, the city of Portland, the PUD, to help mold those requirements so they could still be in the central business district. It was important for a lot of different stakeholders that we could fit in within the CBD of Portland, and along with Executive Order 12072. So working with ICE, we changed those requirements from 1,500 feet to 300. So when we go out and we sign a lease with someone like we did in this case, at the time we signed it, there was no one that fit that criteria within 300 feet of us. It's not a regulation, so we can't force other people not to come in after us and go right next door to us. So
the school... I guess
the school exists, yeah.
The school came after?
It's my understanding that their expansion is what put them in and came after and put them within that 300-foot setback or 300-foot minimum requirement. That's my understanding.
Okay. Additional questions for these folks?
I have some design questions. Is now the time for that?
I think so.
Thank you. This is a very helpful discussion on all aspects of this proposal. On the design, when do we anticipate completing phase two to be completed or to be started even?
Phase two we've heard discussion in the design review hearings that it could be 5 to 8 years. The funding doesn't currently exist, so they can't really give us an actual timeline. Our portion, the phase two that would be required on our portion of the site, would be completed 120 days after the city's portion was complete.
And what happens if you decide not to move somewhere else in the meantime? Would that requirement carry over? I'm getting nods from Kara behind you. Okay. And are there any aspects of phase two that you could install now?
No, everything that could be. So in general, the way that the project worked when we went through design review was everything that we could get in day one is in day one. The issue really becomes there's a lot of land that is taken and then given back to us in different scenarios. So some of the portions that would go on in phase two are on land that we don't currently own. So I guess the short answer is no. Everything that could be done in day one, we're doing day one. And the things that would happen day two, we would do day two.
Commissioner Fritz, if I may, just...
One follow-up before I...
It has nothing to do with the hearing. Mayor Adams, this was originally scheduled for an hour and a half, and we're now at 2 hours. And as you know, I have a funeral, a prior engagement, a funeral that I need to attend. I'd like to be excused from the hearing at this point, and I will commit to obviously reviewing the record of whatever I miss before our next hearing date.
There is no decision planned to be made today. Please, you're excused.
Thank you. And gentlemen, thank you for your time.
So is there anything, for instance, temporary landscaping, is there any requirement for temporary landscaping, whether it will be permanent landscaping later?
There's no temporary landscaping. It's installed to be permanent when there's certain lands that we will gain and certain lands that we will lose. And everything is always permanent in nature.
Thank you.
So your approach to designing this, could you summarize that?
Mayor, excuse me. We've lost a quorum. We might want to wait till someone gets back.
Well, we will take a brief 3-minute recess. Talk amongst yourselves.